It was the middle of the night, and Toby hugged his bear tightly and listened to the scratching noise he could hear. It sounded like something was trying to claw its way through his bedroom window. He wished he wasn't blind so he could see what it was. Maybe it was a monster. Scratch, scratch, scratch went the thing at the window. Help! Toby shouted. His father came running into the room. What is it, Toby? He asked sleepily. There's a monster at the window, said Toby. Toby's father pulled back the curtains to look outside. It's just a tree tapping at the window with its branches, his father said. Well, it might have been a monster, Toby replied. Toby's father left the room and went back to bed, stopping only long enough to tell Toby to go back to sleep. The world sure seems scary when you can't see, Toby said to his bear as he settled down to sleep. The next morning, Toby woke to find something huge and hairy jumping all over him. He wished he wasn't blind so he could see what it was. Maybe it was a monster, went the huge hairy thing. Help, Toby shouted. What's wrong, Toby? Asked his big brother Jake from the doorway. There's a monster attacking me, said Toby. It's just Max, said Jake. And Toby realized he was right. The thing that was jumping all over him was their collie dog, Max. Well, it might have been a monster, said Toby. Jake laughed and went downstairs for breakfast.